Sometimes we're lost in all our mistakes. All those nights alone, I face my fears in the mirror. Found my way to show who I am, won't disappear. Scars from the fights I came through the years, and constant reminders of what got me here. All those nights alone, they were the start of something great. Now here comes the shakedown.
King's Cross Station, where the cross kids are smoking in the street. Mr. Redondant's got a boy in London asking questions no one had a right to be. Say, hey, Mr. Oddie, hey. Crosses of empty cathedrals whose prospects were hanging out in bars. Mrs. Facetious got a man who preaches what the Beatles believe. Love is all you need. Say, hey, Mr. Oddie, hey. Up with a bottle, feeling better than you do, better than you do. Oh, oh, watch you see. Here it comes. Right now, a little drunk, but I'll let you know. Said I'll let you know.
Say, hey, Mr. Oddie.
Here it comes. Right now, I'm a little drunk, but I'll let you know. Said I'll let you know. And will you say in time? Right now, we're doing fine, but we'll let you know. Said we'll let you know. Got on the U down at King's Cross Station, where the cross kids are smoking in the street. Redondant's got a boy in London asking questions no one had a right to be.
Say, hey, Mr. Oddie, hey.
Thank you. Great.
Hello. So,
yeah, hi. We just heard Big Thief with Parallels and Rainbow Kitten Surprise with Mr. Redundant.
Yeah, great tunes. Happy belated, I guess it's the day after, International Women's Day. I hope everyone celebrated some awesome women in their life. I know I did.
Aww.
Including these two ladies sitting right here in this room.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love that. You're listening to Husk Cherries on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. And we are here today with some great hits. Hits, maybe not hits. A wide tunes. Assortment yeah. of tunes.
Yeah. Up next, we have some jazz. With Miles Davis. Let's hear this. All right, so we're going to have Miles Davis still playing in the background, but we're going to try something new this time, and we're going to, we're going to have a number of questions. I don't know, what was it again? Someone explain.
So it's, if anyone has listened to the Modern Love podcast or like read it on the New York Times, there was this article, or there was a story about how it's been proven that if you stare into someone else's eye, like your significant, or the person you're going on a date with, if you stare into their eyes for 4 minutes and then answer these 36 questions, then supposedly you will fall in love. And the two people who did it in the story, like, actually do end up in a relationship, I think. Yeah,
it's apparently been proven to work. We're just going to answer these questions for fun, but we're already in love, the three of us, yeah. So like, y'all don't need to worry about that.
It's just for fun.
We're just going to talk with some smooth jazz in the background.
Mm-hmm. We have some Coltrane and Lou Donaldson, too, I think, coming up, or queued up. Yeah, let's hear these questions.
Okay, so the first one is, given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
I don't like these questions.
Okay, we can skip that one.
Okay, let's skip it.
Yeah, that's too hard.
Would you like... This one's weird. Would you like to be famous?
No.
It's kind of a yes or no.
I feel like that's such a... I've, like, thought about that a few times.
Definitely
no. But I feel like... No?
Definitely no.
I feel like no, but I... Like, when you grow up, you have that idea of being... I don't know. That you are, like, so special and that you will be famous. But...
Yeah. Depends how you were raised, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, like, I would not want to be famous, like, celebrity famous. I would want to be, like, well-known and well-respected in my field.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. That's, like, what I was thinking, like...
Yeah.
I feel like you still want that legacy to live on. Like, everyone wants to leave something, so I feel like that's a type of fame, but...
Yeah, but not, like, the mm-hmm. typical celebrity fame.
Oh, no. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
You know how everyone has, like, 15 minutes of fame? I feel like I'm happy with the level of fame that, like, an average person would have. But at the same time, I'm going to say yes to this question.
Okay, mm-hmm. Fair enough.
And in what regard would you be famous? Like,
I don't know.
What would
you
be famous for?
Like, maybe for being, like, something. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be famous, like, for being rich. I'd probably want to be famous for being, like, a visionary.
Mm, wow.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean.
That's one way to do it.
It's 2 a.m. Cool. Like, I'm just going to.
Yeah, no.
Okay, let's go to the next question.
Okay.
Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say?
Oh, for sure.
Yep.
I get so nervous on the phone.
Me too. It actually really stresses me out.
Voicemails? Oh my God. That's like anxiety inducing. When I know that I have to leave a voicemail and I haven't prepared, I'm like, oh, like it's, wow.
No,
that's going to live.
Just like calling people in general, like if it's not someone I know, even if it is someone I know, like I just can't handle it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's like just a social interaction, but
yeah, it's so different than being in person though.
It really is.
It's like weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it like changes everything.
You can't see like when they're going to talk, so like you always talk over the other person.
Oh, right, yeah.
I really don't like phone calls.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with that.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone does though. Who doesn't?
Mhm.
What would constitute a perfect day for you?
Mm.
Oh. Oh, this is like too hard to all picture. Like,
yeah.
Definitely some outdoor stuff. Definitely swimming is going to be in there.
Swimming is just such a mood booster, or just being near the water.
Like
I don't
going
know.
To the beach for sure.
Yeah.
Going hiking, eating food outside.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or
maybe eating outside as anywhere.
Yeah. Picnic.
Yeah, I live for like Preslon days when everyone's just really happy. Those are good.
Yeah. Oh, I really need one of those. I feel like there are different perfect days per like who they're with and like what time of year and where you are.
And, what you're trying to get out of the day? Like, is it a date? Is it just like a chill, fun session with your friend? Like,
yeah, it's different depending on the relationship that you're trying to nurture. Like.
Yeah.
In some ways, a perfect day would be, like, going hiking, then going for a swim, and, like, watching the sunset.
And then,
but, like, that's, like, a romantic thing or something with your friends, but it wouldn't be a perfect day with my family, necessarily.
Yeah, right. All right.
Okay.
Next question. I like these. This is fun.
Yeah. Okay, so the next question is, when did you last sing to yourself?
Oh, like all the time.
Literally, like,
oh my god.
Wait, we jam. Oh, we found like these old, just, I don't even know what they were, just like old hits, sing-along songs.
Old, like our childhood old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Old, like, not like 2010, yeah. Like, best
or,
year
like,
in 20, music.
Like 2000s. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
was some Tayo Cruz in there. And,
Break Your Heart.
Yeah, and
some, like, High School Musical, Vanessa, or not, Ashley Tisdale.
Yeah.
Allie and AJ.
Allie and AJ. Oh my gosh.
Oh god.
Potential breakup song. What a, so, what a time.
What a throwback.
I know. And Mike Posner.
Yeah.
Posner.
Oh god.
Wait. Cooler Than Me.
Yeah. I thought that song was such, like, I was like, this is song. Art. What I
thought it was art.
Was art.
I oh, agree gosh. Wholeheartedly. I thought it was art. I thought it was, like, such a nice statement about individuality. Yeah. Like, you wear designer shades to hide your face. Yeah. Like, whoa.
It's so poignant. Okay.
Okay, the last time I was saying to myself, I was cleaning my room, and I put on this song, this, like, Israeli pop song.
Oh.
That Jessie was listening.
Oh, my God. No way. That's hilarious.
And I just, like, listened to it, and Grace was, like, in the room also doing homework, and I was just, like, singing.
That's cute.
I like that.
Okay. Next one?
Yeah.
If you... Ooh, weird. Okay. If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or a body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want?
Wait, what?
The mind or the body of a younger person?
I mean, I feel like mind, because
if
you don't have the mind, then you don't have the body.
Wait, but if you're 90 and you have a young soul, I don't know.
But imagine if you had a young body, but you didn't have the mind to use it. Like, what's the point?
What do you mean? If you're 90 and you're, like, down to do whatever, and you have a 30-year-old body?
I'm thinking, like, if you, like, have, like, dementia or something.
Yeah, that's the... I think that's the implication.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's sad.
So would you be, like, a dumb, beautiful young person?
That's what I was picturing, like... I was picturing, like, a really fit, like, 9-year-old, but, like, with the...
Yeah.
Like, a really fit person, but with the brain of a 90-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we're just imagining different things.
I would definitely rather have the better brain.
The brain.
As long as doing what you want to do is still accessible, I feel like definitely the mind thing. But if you're handicapped in any regard and can't, like, I don't know, go hiking or whatever, I don't know, just, like, do whatever you want, then that's also kind of...
Yeah.
You're handicapped in either way. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like they go hand in hand. It's
yeah.
tough.
Yeah, I feel like this goes back to, like, the brains versus body question. Like, which are you? And that's, like, a really simplified, like...
Brains? I don't know.
Like... Like, is it better to have, like, a good personality
oh,
or, like, a good body?
Oh, God.
Like, isn't
know.
That what this comes from?
No.
No, I feel like that's just, like, people being...
Okay. All right.
Beauty means nothing, okay? Okay, it means everything in the end, but it truly... Yes, it does. No, I mean, like, in this... And, like, society, it means everything, but it literally means nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, like, hard to tell because it's just so complicated.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever, as a woman, just be like, does this person like me because of who I am or not?
Yeah, very true. Very true.
Okay. The next question is, do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
Oh.
We're getting morbid here. Wow.
I literally... You can't get me on this.
Yeah.
We can skip this.
Kelly
we can
spirals.
Skip this.
Yeah.
Whoa, name three things you and your partner appear to have in common. Just like whoever.
Well, currently nothing.
Our friendship is based off of nothing. We all love the outdoors.
We all.
That's like pretty superficial, but it's just true.
No, it is true.
Yeah.
I feel like we're all really spontaneous.
I would...
Oh, okay.
I would not categorize myself as spontaneous.
That's true.
I can be.
And that's two out of three of us.
Yeah, that's definitely you two.
But...
I can be convinced.
This is hard.
I mean, yeah.
We all love music.
We do. We all are intelligent women.
we're international all from the Northeastern United States. We all go to Tufts University.
Yeah.
We all have brothers. We all have brothers.
There's
we all like to travel.
Oh, okay. That's very true.
That's true.
That's like not something you would find in a random group of people, maybe.
That's true. Yeah.
We're not like homebodies, like any
definitely
of us.
Not. Yeah, we're all like very like, we like to be active. Like, that's definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we don't like to be sitting at home doing nothing.
We don't like to be idle. You are my friends who, like, I feel like I can go out and live life with.
Yeah.
Aww, we love that's
going
true.
Out. That's true.
No, I feel like you guys are down for literally when I just, like, texted you guys about that soul or whatever thing.
Oh,
and
I wasn't down.
Okay. In general.
No, but.
No, not that soul one. The
one
in Boston.
That we're seeing in April.
No, not LA Salami. But also, like, that's a good example of one
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, no, and I literally texted you and you're like, let's buy them now. I was
yeah.
like, fuck, like, yeah.
We bought tickets immediately. Yeah. Like, yeah. That actually is spontaneous,
that's
feels.
Spontaneous, yeah, that's true.
There are many things.
Next
how
question.
Many more, how many more questions should
we okay, we can do, like, two,
like
two more.
Two more, okay. Yeah. We should play music,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah, because it's 2:25. Okay, for what in your life do you feel most grateful?
Oh, wow.
I mean, just today, since it is international, or it was International Women's Day, gonna bring it up yet again. I just felt really grateful for my mom.
Aww.
Yeah, I, like, really miss her.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her in a while.
I agree. I feel really thankful for having a really good family life. I feel like that can, I don't know.
That's very...
That type of stability and foundation is so important, and it's not just a granted thing, and I feel like... Yeah, I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah, that definitely determines, like, a lot about how you live your life and how you perceive mm-hmm. others and everything like that, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like also I feel like I need to do this more, but every morning I just want to be like, wow, I'm so grateful, like, my feet are on the ground, and, like, I'm breathing, and, like, I'm alive, like, and, like, I'm here, and, like, I'm doing what I love, and I'm surrounded by, like, amazing people. Like, wow.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God. Like, I'm here today. Like, do you ever, like, see the sunset or the sunrise, and you're, like, like, confronted with how crazy it is that there's, like, another day happening?
No, I feel that. Yeah. Walking uphill back to west, just, like, through the Preslon is amazing, especially when you see the sunset, and it, like, I don't know, it makes the like Monaco's house look so nice, and just if you look to the left, then it's Boston.
Yeah, I love that view.
That's my favorite. Sometimes I literally
very
just like
grounding.
Stand there
because you can see your surroundings. Like, you're on a hill.
Yeah,
like, yes, we're kind of in this bubble at Tufts, but like you also can see like Boston.
Oh, I love being slightly like separated.
Removed.
Yeah,
it's the best. Yeah. I like being on a hill. It makes me feel actually really grounded.
Yeah, aww. Me too. I agree. Okay, last question.
Okay, yeah, plug it along.
Yeah.
Our last question is...
Make it a good one.
Okay, I'm choosing.
Okay.
Hold on. What's your most treasured memory?
Oh.
Oh, wow, that's so hard.
Oh, my God.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
I think, like, pretty recently I've been interested in, like, I just want to be by the ocean. I think I really miss it. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of, like, treasured memories I have are, like,
by the water.
Swimming in the ocean. Like, that's, like, my favorite thing to do. Like, in the world.
I love swimming. Ugh.
Just danger and, like, the joy. It's, like, it's the best. I just want to have, like, sand in my toes again.
Soon.
Soon.
Soon. Soon. I don't know. That's so hard of a question, but...
Yeah, that's really hard.
I have, like... a very distinct memory of when my family and I lived in Boston, but we would bike to a park, and on the way back, we would always end up meeting, like, the ice cream truck somehow. And I don't know, it was just so nice.
Oh, it's so cute.
Yeah.
It's so quintessential.
Yeah, like, we would just have, like, a little townhouse, and it was so nice and easy.
Yeah. I don't know. I have, like, so many memories of my family on, like, and me on vacation, and just, like, being able to travel to really cool places, and, like, hiking and biking. I really can't pick one, but I just, like, yeah, a bunch of them are just, like, coming to me now, and they're all, yeah, it's just really nice.
Aww. Oh, this was so lovely. Thank you for...
I feel so warm.
Oh,
these are great questions.
That was beautiful.
Definitely, like, great question. Just like to maybe like read through these before you go on a date, you know.
Yeah, just rehearse. Just like if you're trying to fall in love that night, as you're putting on your lipstick, be like, hey, what's my most treasured memory?
Right. Just, you know, on the date, whip out a nice packet of these.
Questions. Yeah, you'll just have that.
Let's just card flip through. Just
wait, do you remember those little envelopes? Things that held your note cards.
Yes.
I love that. I'll bring one of those.
I would use those for my research papers. Mm. In high school.
And they had little tabs. Okay, sorry. Yeah. We'll play this some more.
Okay, back
we'll
to the music.
We'll play ourselves out.
Let's
back
go.
To the music. All right, so we just heard On the Line by Twin Peaks, and now we're gonna have a PSA announcement.
Okay, so here are some numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54.
The number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0.
Wow.
This has been a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Some important messages.
All right, yeah. Just think about that, educated. Okay? Number of human beings.
This is epidemiology, so.
101.
Obviously, it's real facts. Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna hear a song called 17 up next.
Wow. magic spells. We'll be doing for us, and I'm giving all my love to this world, only to be told I can't see, I can't breathe, nor my will we be. And now that's gonna change the way we live, cause we can always take but never give, and now the things are changing for the worse. See,
Jamiroquai? I don't know how to say that.
We found that when we were cataloging records.
Is that how we found it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was kind of good. Yeah. It was so good.
I really like that.
Yeah, that's a good jam.
Yeah. And so, we had 17 before that, which was Ellie's pick. And we really liked it. Yeah. A lot.
So now we're going to play some international songs, some French and Spanish songs. The first one coming up. It's called Le Tourbillon, and I found it from watching the movie Jules and Jim, by Francois Truffaut, for my French film class, and it's a cute song.
Yeah, and then up after that we have a song by La Oreja de Mango, and it's actually a very, very sad song, but it's really beautiful. And my high school Spanish teacher showed us that song.
Wow. And then after that, we have a song called Femme, which is, it's like from a French band in Montreal, and it's a great song. So I hope you enjoy our foreign language picks for you today. Romance languages is our move.
And women.
Women, International Women's Day. Okay, cool.
Elle avait des bagues à chaque doigt, des tas de bracelets autour des poignets. Et puis elle chantait avec une voix qui sitôt m'enjola. Elle avait des yeux d'opale, qui me fascinaient. Il y avait le vague de son visage pâle, de femme fatale qui me fut fatale, de femme fatale qui me fut fatale. On s'est connu, on s'est reconnu, on s'est perdu de vue, on s'est reperdu de vue, on s'est retrouvé, on s'est réchauffé, puis on s'est séparé. Chacun pour soi est reparti dans le tourbillon de la vie. Je l'ai revu un soir, aïe aïe aïe, ça fait déjà un fameux bail, ça fait déjà un fameux bail. Au son des banjos, je l'ai reconnu, ce curieux sourire qui m'avait tant plu, sa voix si fatale, son beau visage pâle, mais mûr plus que jamais. Je me suis saoulée en l'écoutant, l'alcool fait oublier le temps. Je me suis réveillée en sentant des baisers sur mon front brûlant, des baisers sur mon front brûlant. On s'est connu, on s'est reconnu, on s'est perdu de vue, on s'est reperdu de vue, on s'est retrouvé, on s'est séparé, puis on s'est réchauffé. Chacun pour soi est reparti dans le tourbillon de la vie. Je l'ai revue un soir, ah là là, elle est retombée dans mes bras, elle est retombée dans mes bras. Quand on s'est connu, quand on s'est reconnu, pourquoi se perdre de vue, se reperdre de vue? Quand on s'est retrouvé, quand on s'est réchauffé, pourquoi se séparer? Alors tous deux, on est repartis dans le tourbillon de la vie. On a continué à tourner, tous les deux enlacés, tous les deux enlacés, tous les deux enlacés. Especial, si fuera de revista, tendría el valor de cruzar el vagón y preguntarte quién eres. Te sientas enfrente y ni te imaginas que llevo por ti mi falda más bonita, y al verte lanzar un bostezo al cristal se inundan mis pupilas. De pronto me miras, te miro y suspiras. Yo cierro los ojos, tú apartas la vista. Apenas respiro, me hago pequeñita y me pongo a temblar. Y así pasan los días, de lunes a viernes, como las golondrinas del poema de Becker, de estación a estación. De pronto me miras, te miro y suspiras. Yo cierro los ojos, tú apartas la vista. Apenas respiro, me hago pequeñita y me pongo a temblar. Y entonces ocurre, despiertan mis labios, pronuncian tu nombre tartamudeando. Supongo que chica más tonta y me quiero morir, pero el tiempo se para y te acercas diciendo yo no te conozco y ya te echaba de menos. Cada mañana rechazo el directo y elijo este tren y ya estamos llegando. La mano, llegamos a un túnel que apaga la
besa mis manos, me vuelvo valiente y te beso en los labios. Dices que me quieres y yo te regalo el último soplo de mi corazón.
Great, so those were our international picks.
For our, I guess our last song of the night, We have another international song.
Yeah.
It's a song that I learned in Rwanda, and you won't be disappointed. It's so chill. It's so good. It's so good.
I'm really excited.
It's called Ikinya, and it's not on Spotify.
And if we still have time, we
then
will
we'll play something else.
Yeah.
That's also international and hype.
Wait.
And yeah, and we can, I'm thinking either, were you saying the song Tel Aviv?
Oh, we can play that, or after we can play this, the one that gets you hype.
All right, so
here we
let's
go.
Give this a listen.
Sanskrit, Sindu Mummy, Sindy no Mussinzi. That I am way a bit of Sanskrit. No looking to tea, Nancy Zavasinzi. Quang way it was Sinze. Possibly was only to be Huge.
Hey, I'm a factide, Arayante. Naguze Chan and a Sendere. I'm a Paranga near Shiraga. Najaga Kuchumanga Vikusa.
Let me do it.